I'm Jonathan Overby with this weekend's edition of the Odyssey series. The entire global field of world music is quite diverse when you consider styles from Africa, Eastern Europe, Asia, South and Central America to the Caribbean, and of course those styles that hail from North America and many more help to create and sustain what is a vast category of music. Additionally, in some circles, there is an increasingly synthetic sound between Western pop music and African pop music, which has had a significant influence on both genres, particularly in the formation of the style Afrobeat. So, what is Afrobeat, generically speaking? It is a mesmeric blend of West African and Afrocentric North American music that inspired many subcategories worldwide with its unique rhythms and melodies. Now, this fusion of African music with African-American musical influences gave birth to Afrobeat, a compelling fusion of both cultures and sounds. Many helped to give birth to this sound, including Nigerian artist Fela Kuti with his band Africa 70. Kuti successfully gave birth to a rhythmic blend of West African percussive beats, mainly from Nigeria and Ghana, sprinkled with North American jazz, some soul, funk, and often with a carry-through of commentary on various issues from politics to social enlightenment. It is fair to give Fela Kuti tribute as an initiator, an innovator, and torch carry of Afrobeat music. In all, it helped to introduce the music and many other Afrobeat African artists to worldwide audiences. The birth of Afrobeat began early in the 20th century as musicians from Ghana started to experiment with West African regional music peppered with North American jazz with a pinch of calypso, resulting in a fresh flavor of sound that would become known as highlife. It is said that Fela Kuti, who hailed from Nigeria, embraced, or shall I say, liberated many sounds from his world music travels, particularly those from North American Afrocentric sounds like soul and jazz, mixed with the blues and even a little soca music, a subgenre of calypso, from his many tours of North America, the Caribbean, as well as the United Kingdom that resulted in Kuti's very own unique musical style in the early part of the 1970s. As Fela Kuti continued to travel the globe sharing his artistic gifts until he passed away in 1997, others would take up the mantle of Afrobeat, including his sons. However, it was Nigerian percussionist Tony Allen who expanded the breadth of Afrobeat into a sound that blended elements of hip-hop, dub, and electronica. In doing so, Allen created his own Afrobeat subgenre. He called it Afrofunk. Inspired by both Kuti and Allen, musicians from Africa and beyond began to move the sound of Afrobeat and Afrofunk into the mainstream with elements of rock and soul that continued to give the original sound a new texture, mood, and movement that still calls listeners to the dance floor. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.